This is Jane Patterson. I am Assistant Professor of New Testament at Seminary of the Southwest in Austin, and I'm also one of the co-directors of St. Benedict's Workshop in San Antonio. I'm holding the first Bible that I was given when I think it happened shortly after I learned how to read well enough to read it. So sometime maybe in second grade, and it has my name on it. And I was absolutely thrilled with this Bible because this is a real Bible. This is the kind with the teeny tiny print and the onion skin paper that I knew from my parents' Bibles. And I was so happy not to have a children's Bible with pictures in it anymore. I don't know what I would have made of the phrase good news when I first received this, but I certainly thought that reading it gave me access into the mysteries of the world that I wanted to know something about. And I had lots of plans when I was a child for reading the whole Bible. And I have probably read the book of Genesis more times than anyone except maybe Walter Brueggemann. I have read Genesis hundreds of times because I kept thinking that you always had to start with Genesis if you were going to read the whole thing. And I never got past Genesis. So I got very familiar with that. And I think that when I was given this Bible, it gave me a connection to the world of the church that attracted me, but that I didn't understand with the mind as much as I understood with my body. I came from a really beautiful part of the United States, from Miami, and our church was down near the water, and it was a very, what I later learned, was a very high Anglo-Catholic kind of church with incense every week and lots of mystery. And I connected that mystery in the church with the mysterious and awesome beauty of the world around me. And I connected the Bible with that. So when I opened my Bible and started Genesis all over again, I felt that connection to this bigger, awesome world. So I don't know if that's exactly the good news in Jesus Christ, but it was something that really got under my skin. So that later, as an adult, I think even now, my attraction to the Bible isn't just with my mind, but it's this kind of visceral attraction to a life I think I'll find there. Thank you.